Well, let's look at these new developments around ASIO's views of this guest list at one of Ms. Liu's events in 2018. ABC political editor Andrew Probyn has been investigating this. Andrew, what have you learned and what does it mean about those calls for Ms. Liu to explain to Parliament?
Well, it further complicates the Gladys Liu story, but the background to this particular episode is that after the Sam Dastyari embarrassment for Labor, I understand the then Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, his office decided to set up a system, a procedure whereby for any event, any fundraiser or large organised meeting that was requesting the Prime Minister's attendance, the Prime Minister's office would seek a guest list and have that vetted. Now, we know that that Gladys Liu was behind a meet and greet in the seat of Chisholm. Now, this is the seat that she now holds, but at the time she was merely a very active member of the Liberal Party in the seat of Chisholm. She was a renowned and has been a renowned fundraiser. Julia Banks was then the sitting MP. She had organised this meet and greet. The Prime Minister's office sought the guest list from Julia Banks for this meet and greet, which was to happen Chinese New Year, and that is that was February 18 last year, that the guest list was provided to the Prime Minister's office, a sheet of A4 paper with about 30 names on it, and that that was duly passed on to ASIO. The advice coming back from the ASIO Director General, Duncan Lewis, was that the Prime Minister should not attend. He didn't attend. Instead, he went to a Chinese New Year function in the city, for which there are many, many pictures, Linda.
And any response from Ms. Liu, just briefly?
This is a matter that is just broken, but this is a matter that has been subject of some investigation in the past. There's new facts to this particular story.
Okay, thanks very much. Andrew Probyn, the ABC's political editor in Canberra.